At Troy Musgrave, how does TJ McDonald fit into this defense after his 8-game suspension?
I think he'll fit in as a strong safety. That's what he looks like on film. He'll be Rashad Jones' backup. Maybe they'll see if he can play with Rashad Jones once that 8-game suspension is over.
This is not a Chris Culliver situation where we're going to expect
No. He's healthy. Chris Culliver just wasn't very good in practice. This guy's healthy. He's an impactful player for the Rams. They were just concerned a little bit about some off-the-field issues. So this is going to be interesting to watch.
MGrandy0311. Do you see Tankersley as competition for McCain Lippitt or as the eventual replacement for Maxwell?
Oh, he's definitely the eventual replacement for Maxwell. Maxwell is guaranteed $8 million this year. He's guaranteed $4 million this year. Next year, he's on the books for $10 million. Mm. Byron Maxwell for $10 million. You paying that?
No.
So they worked a year ahead, and I think it's a smart approach. They did the same thing with Leonte Carew last year. They drafted him with the expectations that he would eventually replace Kenny Stills, who they felt like they might not be able to afford. He knows the offense for a year. He should be able to hit the ground floor running. I think Tankersley is the same thing. This is an investment for the future.
I think it's a smart way to do things.
Yeah, it is. It's BPA approach. I can't knock it. I can't tell you that it doesn't work. It does work. The question is you have to be patient about it and diligent about it. If you're doing BPA and you're doing BPA and you're changing coaches every 3 years, which the Dolphins have done for the last couple of years, or you're changing GMs every 2 years, stuff gets lost in the murk. Look, for instance, the Jets.
Sure.
Jets chose BPA. They chose two safeties in the first two rounds. Never mind that they already have two pretty good starting safeties.
Yeah.
So now they got four good starting safeties. Are they playing a 4-6 defense where six safeties are playing on the field? It could be a revolutionary football here. Didn't address your quarterback. Didn't address your running back situation because Matt Forte is getting old as hell. Didn't address your center, your backup center. Hell, you lost a receiver in Torres ACL last week. Did you add a better receiver? So it's like Todd Bowles is being set up for failure, but it's BPA.
Right, BPA. Are we ready for these kinds of questions?
Sure, go for it.
NV305, should the Dolphins' expectation be the one seed in the AFC East?
Are you insane? Like, seriously?
This is what I would say. You know, because I don't know if we've talked about it enough.
What's happened
after
to Tom
last
Brady?
Season? No.
He was at the Met Gala yesterday.
Yes, the Dolphins made the playoffs last year, but they made the playoffs barely.
Yes.
And they had to have a lot of things go right to make that happen. A lot of those games, it's a trait. It's a great trait to have to be able to figure out ways to win at the end.
Oh, yeah.
But you can't expect the ball to bounce that way all
That's
the
correct.
Time. So,
and you can't expect the Bakari Rambos of the world to come in and just play pretty well.
So, your goal is once again to prove that all of this is working, that these players are all getting better, that Adam Gase is the guy, that they are making steps towards being competitive with the Patriots. It's not, and I understand why Jarvis Landry said what he said about sweeping the Patriots, and I think if you're Jarvis, that's the mindset you have to have. But as a Dolphins fan, your goal this year should be, get back to the playoffs, but more so, get better and get the structure in place that this is a franchise that can compete for a Super Bowl year after year.
Here's my formula for this team to be successful in 2017. Sweep your Jets and the Bills like you did last year. The Jets regress. The Bills regress. There's no reason you shouldn't sweep both of them.
Right.
And then split the series with the Patriots. You didn't do it last year, but you did it the three previous years. That's five wins right there. Then go win some games at home. You got a 10-win team.
You got a 10-win
team. 10-win teams in the playoff mix.
The playoffs.
Now, to sit here, the Patriots, let's be real about it. They got a little better.
Yeah.
They got a little better. They added some intricate pieces. Brandon Cooks, Keon Ealy. They added the cornerback from Buffalo. But let's not pretend like they didn't get better now. They added Mike Gillisley. He's forming a discard from you, but Patriots really got better.
I mean, if you want to have the goal to not have the AFC East be decided in November, then yeah, I think that's a goal.
That's a pretty good goal.
I think that's a good goal.
Jeff asks, if Pouncey doesn't fully recover, that's two unicorns gone. How does Miami expect to overcome this? The cane, everybody's talking about the cane that Mike Pouncey's been walking with. I've heard that he's been walking with a cane going back to February. The word on the street is that he had stem cell transplant. That's the new thing in the NFL, in professional sports, not just the NFL. Right.
That's like Kobe Bryant goes to Germany type stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And Ryan Tannehill had it as well. It's about speeding up in the healing process. Mike Pouncey wants to play. Mike Pouncey will play. Adam Gase says, if I practice Mike Pouncey once a week, he's going to play, and he's going to play at a great level. And it's true. And Pouncey plays, whether he feels great or not, whether the hip is an issue or not, Pouncey's dominant. So the key is to get him on the field.
I know it happened. It seems like it happened ages ago, but we haven't had a chance to address it on this show. What do you think about parting ways with Brandon Albert?
It doesn't sit well with me. And it doesn't sit well with me because I knew how much of a leader he was. I knew how tough he was. I think that line was built around him and the fact that he can hold his own on the left tackle spot. Right now, you're banking on Laremy Tunsil being a franchise player. And he very well might be. But is he durable enough to be a franchise player? Is that, you know, the one lesson that Laremy Tunsil told me that Brandon Albert helped him with is let him know that you're so important to this team, you got to be out there and play with one shoulder, which he did. I got to be out there and play with one hand, which Brandon Albert did. And there takes a certain level of toughness and commitment to the game to do that. And that was the one thing when I talked to Brandon privately, he was just like, Laramie's got to get that. He's got to understand. He's got to be 70%, but he's still got to lock down that spot.
Sure.
And that's not easy to do. And I knew Brandon Albert at 70% was better than anybody else you can get at 100%.
You know, I don't think the Dolphins have to catch the Patriots by doing everything that Belichick and the Patriots do.
Yeah, nobody can do that.
But the one thing that they do that I think is something that teams should try to strive for is to cut loose of guys before it's too late, before it cripples your team, before and with Albert, I mean, how confident would you be that he could play 10 games next year?
I would have been confident he could play 6 to 12 games. And even, you know, his salmonella poisoning, basically lacerated tendon in his wrist, and he still came out and played.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think Brandon Albert is one hell of a tough football player, and I have a ton of respect for him, and so does the rest of the team. To me, you don't get rid of pieces like that.
Yeah.
And just to do what? Save money? You got $19 million in cap space now. Like, what was that, 8.5? You know, did you really need that seventh-round pick that you got from Jacksonville in 2018? I would have rather than give up that seventh-round pick, I would have rather spent the cash and had that continuity on the offensive line. I'd have been excited about that line.
They didn't really trade it for a seventh-round pick. They really traded it for Julius Thomas.
I mean, No. Two separate trades.
Yeah, but that was, hey, you do this with me, and I'll do this with you. You know, but you can't really do it officially, so what
No. They did two separate trades so that if something happened with one trade, I mean, it's like it's pointless. You gave him a seventh-rounder this year for a seventh-rounder next year. Okay, and You put Brandon Albert in Jacksonville where he went willingly because he was promised that he was going to get a new contract and even had the numbers, and now they haven't given him a new contract. That's why you can't trust NFL teams. But, you know, the Dolphins were going to get Julius Thomas no matter what.
Okay.
That was in their plans from the very beginning. That Brandon Albert had nothing to do with it. Brandon Albert should be here. You didn't need the money. You didn't need the seventh-round compensatory pick. Why isn't he here? That's just my personal opinion, the way that I see it.
Well, I'm glad I asked that question because that's interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't think of it that way. All right, more questions from you, though. As great as my questions are, and they are great, I want to take some from you guys. Roderick, do you think this front office is the best to
run the Dolphins organization?
In that the way that they are all on the same page?
It's cute and great when you claim you're all on the same page when you're winning. I will always test your loyalty and commitment to one another and your finger pointing when you start losing.
Right.
Now, to their credit, they stuck together when they started losing. And so that gives me hope. I do have a lot of hope. I like Chris Greer. I like Mike Tannenbaum. A lot of the decisions that he made, a lot of the strengths that he brings to the table, the egoless approach is beneficial. And I love Adam Gase. Adam Gase, you've been around him.
Sure.
He can relate to you, he can relate to me, he can relate to your mom, he can relate to your dad, he can reach players, and he can help players get better. And that's a true sign that somebody is an elite coach.
What are your thoughts on that, bro?
No clue about him.
Okay.
So we shall see.
We'll find out.
Yeah, we shall see.